JoeBucksFan.com presents Bucks Game Day with Ozzy, the sports junkie.
It's time to get your
Start your Bucks Sunday with insight and outrage. Get your head out of your ass.
It's a madhouse!
All season at JoeBucksFan.com.
A madhouse!
Ozzy the Sports Junkie, pleasure to be with you on the inaugural run of the Ozzy the Sports Junkie / Joe Bucks Fan podcast. I couldn't be more thrilled. I couldn't be more pleased. Tickled pink, I think as Harry Carey used to put it, to be A, partnered up with my good buddies at Joe Bucks Fan. I'm going to explain a little bit of the history because I'm not some Johnny come lately to the scene. The two Joes and I actually go way back. It's a great story. Their story is pretty damn impressive, too. How they've taken this thing. I mean, two guys who are so dedicated to Buccaneer football. I says to myself, Ozzy, you gotta be somehow hitch your wagon to JoeBucksFan.com. It is the site where you go for information, hands down. You ask anybody when they look for Bucks information. Sure, the Bucks have a handy dandy little website, but you get a schedule and a roster. It's about all you get. The official Buccaneers website. But again, welcome to the initial Ozzy Joe Bucks Fan podcast. I'm going to be coming to you all season long, people. I'm going to be out and about. You're going to get me in podcast form, meaning, well, you like to pregame, you like to tailgate. Well, I know I used to tear it up out there at the old Sombrero. I'll tell you a little bit about my history in a second. But I guarantee you, it's 2019. People still tailgate their asses off. And let's hope this season, man, I'm going to get into it a little bit. I'm not going to chew your ear because obviously there's no pregame to pregame tonight, today, whenever you're listening. We got one of those next Friday. I'm excited about that. I got this to do and another one to do before that. We'll get there. I think currently as I'm recording this, is the Saturday night takeover at the Bucks training camp. I've not made it up there yet. I think I might just make it the indoor practices. It is so freaking hot out. Oh my God. We'll talk about that as well. A little bit of my Buccaneer past. I go back to the Ray Perkins 3 days if you need them. Who needs Ray Perkins is what the question that I would be asking at this particular point. Again, Ozzy the Sports Junkie is my name. Joe Bucks Fan and I go way back. I met Lee from Joe Bucks Fan. I had a late night sports talk show here in Sarasota. Oh, by the way, the Sports Junkie Radio Network. I'll get into where you can hear me. This show is coming to you through Joe Bucks Fan and all the plethora of outlets where you can reach any kind of podcast. I'm telling you, man, the digital age of radio is upon us. I don't know anybody who sits down. My whole life used to revolve around sports talk radio and from 3 to, is this guy from noon to 3, is this guy from that? It's gone. Those days are gone. You listen when you want, to who you want, how you want. The future's now, people. But to digress about myself, let me share you a little history, though, that I have with Lee and Steve from JoeBucksFan.com. Had a little run at ESPN Radio, about 2005 through 6, 7 possibly. Just as basically a stringer for Rays, Lightning, and Bucks games. Made a lot of connections, and that's why I love this. Can I get a Coldie over here? My producer's half dead over there. Hey, if you want to wake up over there, he's wearing a Mark Vlasic jersey if you need him. So at any rate, had a late night talk show, weeknights from 11 to 1 a.m. What a slot that is, huh? But you're hungry? You want to cut your teeth in radio? It's what you do. This was the old way to do it because there's no stations left. I can't believe somebody asked me for a stamp the other day. A stamp? Are you kidding? This is 2019, a stamp. At any rate, somehow Lee DeKemper and myself crossed paths. All right, you want to give those crickets a rest? We got Union crickets going a half an hour over here. Yet he comes down, Bucks football in particular. I said, this guy's a freak, man. He's about as dedicated as I am. Subsequently, I got a better time slot. Would hear Joe Bucks Fan here, Joe Bucks Fan there. And the empire that they've created with this thing, I couldn't be more proud of them, Lee and Steve. I couldn't be more happy to be associated with a top-notch outfit. And I mean, you talk about a lineup of people. Ira Kaufman is a guy I've been reading for years, a Hall of Fame Tampa Bay sports writer. I can't wait for a chance to get to talk to him as well as Todd Wright. I was a big Todd Wright guy. Overnights with Todd Wright. Love him. I've got a stable of talent down here as well. I've got 20-year Buccaneer beat reporter for the Sarasota Herald Tribune, Doug Fernandes. We'll be chiming in at points unknown during the season. I know he and Ira go way back. I've got the savant that is Josh Moffitt, who is about as close to a football prodigy as you're going to find. He's got a story how he told Raheem Morris basically the entire draft and Raheem went with it. That and just a plethora of other Buccaneer crazies, maniacs, insiders. Because you think about it, Tampa Bay is St. Pete Clearwater, but it's also Manatee. It's also Sarasota. If you look back at the old 79 Bucks behind every end zone, it was the Sarasota Block and Tackle Club. Having been a Buccaneer fan over 35 years, I can recall a time when you didn't want to be seen in that uniform. You didn't want to be seen in that gear. You could go to any place in town and that creamsicle gear was just up for grabs. And now all of a sudden it's retro, it's hip. I get it. I mean, people want to buy old stuff that kind of looks, I don't know why they can't figure a way out to somehow work it in once a year. Who knows what they'll do? I'll tell you one thing. You save the uniform talk. We got enough problems on the field. There's enough problems on the field with this team. We'll worry about the uniform when we start winning more games. Let me stay on track here. Grew up in Chicago, been in Florida for over 35 years. My first Bucks game was a Bucks-Bears game. Obviously, grew up a big Bears fan, Walter Payton, in Chicago. Saw in 1980, I saw the Buccaneers had a good team that year with Doug Williams, Ricky Bell. He was still around in 80. I don't know if he cashed his chips. I also starred in the Ricky Bell movie. If you want to really look closely, I looked for the long blonde-haired guy in the corridor where Mario Van Peebles runs out. Had a cameo in that movie. Never received a dime either. I know that Mario Van Peebles banged a friend of mine's wife. True story. At any rate, I'd go up and see the Bucks play my Bears yearly. Well, for the first 2 years. As soon as I got a license, basically, I thought to myself, this is a weird team, man. Growing up in Chicago, I'm used to losers. My Cubs in the 70s, my Blackhawks in the 70s, my Bears in the 70s. Losing was a part of my life. I didn't know what winning was for other people, not me. Winning was not for my teams. So I fit right in. My grandparents, like all grandparents, migrated to Florida. My grandfather had the old Bucko Bruce creamsicle Sports Illustrated hat. By proxy, I cut myself shaving one day, or I cut my came out creamsicle. I said, this team is so weird, and the stadium's half empty, and it's all old people wearing matching orange shirt and hat combos with those freaking fold-up seats. If you go back as far as I do to Tampa Stadium, it was a different era of football, and I don't mean to go all melancholy and back in my day, but back in my day, $5 you got into the lot. You partied your ass off until kickoff. And I mean, we never had any advance tickets. I did have season tickets from about 89 through about 93, actually. But even at that, it's so goddamn hot up there, man. I can't even understand how people can sit in those 1 o'clock games. Thank Christ they gave the Buccaneers a break this season with some 4 o'clock starts. And let's hope to God, get back on primetime, that we get back in prime games. We hear Joe Buck's voice at 4 o'clock. I'm sick and tired of the 1 o'clock throwaway game. And there's nobody to blame but the Buccaneers themselves. You play better, you get better time slots. The Bucs have played horrible. It's been a 10-year circle of shit. I'm not going to candy coat it. How can you candy coat this current team going on the third coach with a quarterback in his fifth year? His fifth year, and I've never seen a fan base so divided that one side says he's a surefire Hall of Famer, greatest quarterback in franchise history. The other side says he's a bum, cut his ass. I mean, I've never seen anything like it, and I've never seen this either. I don't mind arguing with my fellow fans. Fourth down, they should have kicked the field goal to go over the tie. That's a good argument. I mean, it's gotten so bad, and especially now with online where you can say things anonymously, it's gotten heated, it's gotten violent. I don't like it. I don't like it at all because that's not football to me. That's not sports to me. It shouldn't be, hey, you're going to like the guy on our team or I'll kick your ass, or you're a racist, or you're an asshole. I mean, it's so ridiculous, and we need to get on that. We need to get beyond that. Listen, I've been a Bucs fan through the throwing Samoan days of Jack Thompson. I supported him. I was all for Vinny Testaverde. Had my creamsicle 14. I thought he was the next coming. Had a great arm. Had a cannon for an arm. Threw too many picks. And, well, according to Ray Perkins, had no drive, had no desire. And down the road he went. And still, to this day, I'll still hear a Vinny Testaverde colorblind joke. I mean, that is about as tired as parachute pants and a Wang Chung 45. Good God. A Vinny Testaverde colorblind joke. So I supported Vinny. I supported Dilfer when he got here. All the way into a couple playoff appearances. You know, they wanted to run Dilfer out of town. Sure, he was terrible at times. He was efficient at others. He got the Buccaneers to the playoffs. I was all about Casey Weldon and Craig Erickson. I tried to support those guys as well. I will give anybody the benefit of the doubt. Take Josh Freeman. I love the guy coming out. I remember Lee and I sat at a sports bar. He doesn't recall this, I don't think. But we sat at a sports bar. This is back when the draft was on a Thursday night. I guess it still is. What am I talking about? Maybe it was a Friday night, or I don't know how we wound up together watching the draft, but I distinctly recall it. I remember Lee taking his bar chips and hucking him at the TV, all hot and pissed off. Oh, this guy's garbage, he says. Oh, this guy's played in the Big 12. There's no defense. He sucked in the Big 12. He's garbage. I'm not going to defend the guy at all. He went out of town in a body bag, man. This guy was the president of the Christian Athletes Association at Kansas State. He had three hookers knocked up, hooked on every drug he could get up his nose, and allegedly, had some problems. I know on opening day in New York, when the coach goes, where's our starting quarterback? Haven't seen him, Skip. What, you need anything else? I need some Gatorade by the side. What do you mean you haven't seen the quarterback? So we all know how fast his fall went fast. How much of that was Shiano? Who knows? Who cares? That's all downhill. I was behind Freeman. I thought he had that 26-10 year, for my money, was the best year Tampa Bay quarterback's ever had. You can say what you want about Winston. I've never seen him shake off a 295 offensive end and just balls out, go for the first down. So that leads us to number quarterback-driven league. Everything revolves around your quarterback. Five-year process here, which is basically laughable. I defy any other city in the league would give 5 years to a quarterback. New York, there's no way. Philly, you wouldn't make it through a year. Look at Denver. They just give all that money to Case Keenum. He's out the door. Kirk Cousins already staying in Minnesota. Worst deal ever. There's a very short leash, but apparently in Tampa here, we give about a 15-year window. So I think around 2028, I think it's really going to work things out, and he'll be tossing a Mike Evans Jr. for our Buccaneers. Point I'm trying to make, there's a lot of holes in that team, but it starts with the quarterback. I took all the rookie bumps the first season, but when I started seeing the same mistakes over and over and over again, and I would bring it up to Buck fans via online, via the Twitterverse, via wherever, I'm just being told, what are you talking about? You don't know what you're saying. He's great. He's awesome. That was awesome. I got a newsflash for you. After that four-pick game in Cincinnati last year, there wasn't one national media guy who had this guy's back, and every single person to a man from you name the network, even the local guys got off and said, look, I guess we've seen enough. It's time to turn the corner. And somehow the guy wiggled off the hook. Fitzpatrick gave us a great little start there to the season. That was a fun start for the Buccaneers. Didn't last long. You know, we were all warned about it. I never saw it firsthand because who the hell watches any Buffalo Bills at any length? Fitzpatrick was what he was. He's about a 2-3 game guy, and then he throws all over the field. So Jameis gets back in there. Now, hey, credit where credit's due. Looked pretty good down the stretch. I think he looked pedestrian. He was so afraid of throwing a pick, he overthrew and underthrew guys. The last game, I give him this, the last game of the season, the last home game against the Saints, he threw two balls, and I said, if that pass right there and that guy right there could stay consistent, I would be the biggest Jameis Winston fan ever. And let me tell you something. A lot of these guys are too big to admit when they're wrong. I'm not. I will be the first to admit. I'll be the first guy to pat this guy and say, boy, was I wrong about this Winston kid. But the excuse list is just, Winston sucks because our defense sucks. Okay, now we might lose games because the defense sucks, and the defense does suck. But you can't turn the ball over three times. You cannot turn the ball over three times. I mentioned this to a beat writer for said Tampa Bay Times, and I said, beat writer, did you notice the very first episode of Hard Knocks? The very first episode of Hard Knocks 2 years ago, Dirk Cutter sat Jameis down. He goes, you're the only one on the field who can single-handedly win us or lose us ball games. So it is critical important that you've got to control the ball, got to keep the ball out of the other team's hands. It was the first thing he said on day one. So that's how concerned he was about Winston. It's not only the picks that get me, it's the stupid, once a game, he goes, Nerf football. Remember in your backyard playing as a kid? There's nothing open, so you just kind of throw the ball up in the air. And I know he's a gunslinger. There's a word for quarterback, try to force balls and gunsling and don't connect. They're called unemployed quarterbacks. I'm sorry. If I'm wrong, I'll say I'm wrong, and I'm pulling for this kid. I hope Arians can turn him around. Am I going to put any stock into it? No. All I heard going into the offseason was that whole right side of the line has got to be blown up. We need a new right guard and a right tackle. They did nothing. They did nothing to bolster the offensive line, which is shit. They did nothing to address the running game. Peyton Barber, he's not a starting running back, people. He's a freaking situational guy. Rojo Jones. He had social anxiety. Get some Xanax and get your ass on the field, dude. He played at USC. They played in front of 120,000 every Saturday. What is that? What the hell is that? It's going to be a wild and wacky season. I think Arians is the guy, though. I think Arians is the guy. If he doesn't, you guys check the Andrea Kramer piece where she had a sit down last week with Coach Arians. And let me tell you something. This dude's face looks like if you put a pin in it, he would explode. And it's only going to get worse. Wait till a 4-pick Jameis learning curve Sunday on about 120 degree game temperature on the field. He's just going to explode. All be left is a bloody red chapeau. It's your French lesson for the day. Once again, I'm Ozzie the Sports Junkie on JoeBucksFan.com. Couldn't be happier to be associated. The absolute source. Haven't even touched on the general manager, but dude's track record is not strong. How many swings and misses do you get? I mean, he's looking at about a, what, 30 and 70 clip winning percentage. Let's see, we got Jarris Sweezy, $7.5 million, showed up with a broken leg. Jason Pierre-Paul, I was ready to say last year, wow, finally. Finally, he got a pick to click, so to speak. And then we see what happened with JPP. If Pierre-Paul doesn't break his neck, and I love the fact that he's coming back. You don't come back from a broken neck. Well, he's day-to-day with a broken neck. How do you go from, I got a little fender bender, nothing big. You get hurt. Oh, no. I'm great, man. Oh, by the way, I can't play the rest of the season. I broke my neck. I got some spinal issues. Spinal issues are not something you hope for. Rojo, so far, so good this year. How come everything's a reclamation project? Hargraves is all of a sudden wants to play football. You either play, you ball, or you don't. Where you get a guy, sit his ass on the bench, and you hope in 3 years he's a starter. Not the NFL now. You got to start. You got to produce this year. Not next. This year you got to produce. Rojo, I think he had 50 yards last year. Is that not good? My producer, Pete, is saying that is not good at all. You're looking a little thin over there yourself. Get a Coldy for Pete. Thank you. JoeBucksFan.com. Ozzie the Sports Junkie program. Cold beer goes good with Bucks football. How do you like that? Which leads me to my final point, and I'm going to wrap it up here. Tonight's a little teaser of the Aussie pregame madhouse as we go later into the night here. Another beer, Pete. Another beer. I want to get, A, the Bucks back to respectability. Let's get our team back to where we're not embarrassed. I mean, again, here's what I want to point out. My two topics to leave you with are this, people. And I am Aussie the Sports Junkie, and this is the Joe Bucks Fan Aussie pregame madhouse program. You're going to hear every Sunday. You're going to be rocking, tailgating, cracking coldies with your buddies, firing up the grill, your tailgate festivities, because I used to do them all, man, and I'm not afraid to do them again. Save all the hatred for the other team, man. And Buccaneer fans are nice. We don't throw batteries and we don't drop F-bombs on visiting fans unless they deserve it. We're not afraid to do that, but my God, let's end this civil war. There's one easy way to cure all that, and it's winning football. Call me what you will.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Easy, I got a feeling about this year. I'm not talking about anything near playoffs, but maybe respectable football. That's all I want, man. Baby steps to maybe 8-8. Maybe 8-8. I'll tell you what, though. I've never seen the futures line go down 100. They went down 100 points in the futures lines for total wins based on horrific offensive line play in practice. So let's get Buccaneer Nation together, people. Let's get some positive. If you want to listen to more of me, you can go to the Ozzie the Sports Junkie website at OzzieTheSportsJunkie.com. The show streams there. Crystal clear audio, digital audio when you want to hear it. Hey, thanks for checking me out. I'm Ozzie the Sports Junkie. Go to OzzieTheSportsJunkie.com. I want to thank Lee and Steve from JoeBucksFan.com. They've given me a chance, a platform to bring the passion and get this Buccaneer team and get this Buccaneer fan base back behind this team. I think there's some talent up there. I think there is some talent. They're short on a lot of, they got a lot of problems on both sides of the ball. But let's not candy coat it. Hey, thanks for checking me out. Ozzie the Sports Junkie for Joe Bucks Fan to be associated. Oh, there's plenty more to come. 16 regular season games, 4 preseason games. We start next Friday night. I'll tell you where I'm going to be. You can come out and hang out with me. I'll buy you a beer. You buy me about 7. Whatever it takes. And to steal a phrase, this show is a lot like beer. The first one's horrible. I mean, just disgusting. It's just gross. It does not work with your palate at all. The second one, you manage to gag down a little. Third one starts tasting pretty good. By the fourth, you have a problem. You have a serious problem on your hands. And I'm hoping you all get addicted to me, Ozzie the Sports Junkie, right here on JoeBucksFan.com.